Beginning next fall, the Florida Department of Education will have a new set of Sunshine State standards with benchmarks for teaching science in kindergarten through the 12th grade. The Department of Education has set up a website, flstandards.org, for public comment on its proposed science standards. Lawrence Lerner is a professor emeritus from the College of Natural Sciences and Mathematics at California State University, Long Beach. He read and critiqued the proposed Florida science standards for the National Center for Science Education.
It was an infinite improvement over the last set of standards. It was generally good. Like all drafts, it needs the little tweaking, some editing, and so forth. But I used the same standards I'd used to evaluate state science standards for the Thomas B. Fordham Foundation. And on that basis, we ended up with a very high B, in fact, 1 point below an A. And so with a little tweaking and a little editing, which is always necessary, the standards will end up being very good. I mean, definitely in the A region and probably among the best of those.
The proposed standards have disappointed some people who want intelligent design taught in science classrooms. The proposed science standards say, quote, evolution is the fundamental concept underlying all of biology and is supported by multiple forms of scientific evidence. WMNF asked Lerner whether he considered that a scientifically questionable statement.
No, I mean, every scientist will tell you that's the case. That's beyond question now. The only people who object to it are people who try to masquerade, what is really religious dogma under the guise of science.
The Lakeland Ledger reported in November that 4 of the 7 Polk County school board members have said they support teaching intelligent design in addition to evolution in public school science classes. Kay Fields is a school board member who represents District 5, which has the largest population in the district and includes Kathleen High School. She was unavailable for an interview, but told WMNF by email that, quote, intelligent design is not presently taught in Polk County schools. I believe that if evolution is mandated, so should intelligent design. But Brandon Haught, the communications director for Florida Citizens for Science, disagrees.
You wouldn't teach Spanish grammar in a biology classroom because it's not science. I mean, that's a very, very big, obvious statement to make. Well, the same can be said for this concept of intelligent design. It also has nothing to do with science. It really doesn't.
Former Lakeland Mayor Frank O'Reilly represents District 1 on the Polk County School Board.
I believe in intelligent design, and I know many, many other people do. But I do not believe that we ought to bring it into a science class in our schools, because then we're mixing religion and science in our schoolroom. And there are many other beliefs, and I've gotten emails from a number of people throughout this country on their beliefs on how this world came about. If we were to include every single person's beliefs in that area, we certainly would have a diluted science class and a subject. So I believe that the intelligent design can be taught in the churches, at home, wherever you want, but I don't believe it should come into the schoolroom.
In 2005, a federal judge barred a Pennsylvania public school district from teaching intelligent design in biology class. O'Reilly said he is concerned about a lawsuit if his county schools teach intelligent design as science.
I'm not going to subject my school board and my school system to hundreds of thousands, a million of dollars of a lawsuit to pay lawyers. I think that ought to be determined by the Department of Education and let them be brought to court by individuals so that it is cleared up before it gets down to the school boards in August. I mean, we just can't afford having everybody, every religion, every belief, coming in saying, okay, we're going to sue if you don't have this or you don't have that. Let them do it in one clean swoop up in the Supreme Court of the state of Florida and let that be determined once and for all.